Thank you for calling support. This is Charles. How can I help you? Sir, this is Amazon's customer support. How can I assist you? Surely I will check that for you. Help me out with your email address that you use. Mr. Rudin, can you provide me 30 seconds so I have to fetch some informations to give you? Mr. Rudin, we have pulled out your informations and I can check over here. The purchasing that has been happened on your account was happened from Ohio location. Okay. Because there are four different accounts you are running under the same information. So do you use four different accounts on different devices from different locations? Are you sure? Because let me just give you locations as well. So let's see, you will be able to remember something. Maybe you have gave the informations to anybody to use it and still they are using it. One is Ohio, Pennsylvania, Oregon, and Texas. Like, do you notice any of the location that belongs to you? Only Oregon. You don't know Ohio, Pennsylvania? Okay. So in that case, sir, I will take it as a suspicious activity, a fraudulent charge or a scam charge that has been put. If you didn't know about this charge, you will get a full refund, as well as we can see there are near about $4,000 pending charges right now scheduled for a particular date and time. So what I can do for you in order to assist you regarding the case, I will guide you with some simple steps in order to connect your Amazon account to our server. So we, first of all, we can fetch the information of the like activities those are going on with your account. Then I am going to verify you as a Prime user so nobody can use it and we will kick them out from your account as well. Now, can you do one thing? Put me on speaker and tell me what kind of cell phone do you use, like Apple phone, Android phone? On your Apple phone, open App Store. Once you put me on speaker, you can open App Store. Yeah. Once you open App Store, look in the bottom right corner. You will see a magnifying glass like search. Tap on that search and type AnyDesk. A-N-Y-D-E-S-K. Once you type AnyDesk, then hit on search. You will see one red color application which says AnyDesk Remote Desktop. Do you see that? Tap on get and verify your Apple ID that belongs to you, that you are the Prime user, by installing the app. Once you install it, you will see a open option. Just tap on open to open it. Now open the application. Yeah. Once you open it, you will see some red numbers like case numbers on your screen. Do let me know about those numbers. Yeah, it will be like your address, like your location that we have to mark as a Prime one, Oregon. And there will be some red numbers on your screen. Tell me the numbers. Now you will be getting a security warning from my end that we are finding some suspicious connections on your account. That is the reason we are connecting directly to your account to our secure server, so we can first of all secure the information that you have put in. So you need to type I read this in order to verify yourself. You will get a 15 seconds time. Now you will get the warning. Now do you see suspicious connection detected? Stop. Do you see that? Now look in the bottom, please, and you need to type I read this in the bottom box. Please type I read this first, then I will tell you the next step. Tap on start broadcast.